Welcome. It's the Long Coat Mafia, the internet's most hated and mafia-themed geek podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of the internet's most hated mafia-themed geek podcast, the Long Coat Mafia podcast. It is I, the one, the only, the show's main host and frontman, the Reverend Godfather. And if you're wondering why the theme song sounds a little bit different, you're right, it is different for this week's episode. If not, the series of episodes I'll be putting out over the next couple of weeks, if not whenever I choose to put out a new episode, whenever that might be. I'm trying to get back in that habit, but that's besides the point. And if you're not paying attention to the title, I'll explain why the creepy music is, but to correlate with the title, this week's episode, as promised, is a lost media episode. Now, for those of you out there that are not familiar what lost media means, I'm going to have to reference Wikipedia. Now, granted, Wikipedia, a lot of us don't really trust Wikipedia, but for a baseline, it's there and it serves its purpose for a lot of things. And for this particular episode, if not series of episodes that I plan on doing, putting out, it'll serve as that baseline in a way, and I'll explain in a moment. The meaning, according to Wikipedia, for lost media is that it's an umbrella term for media that no longer exists, is missing, or is not available to the general public, and may refer to lost artworks, lost film, lost literary work, lost television broadcasts. And you know what? I'm going to add podcasts to that. Now, the reason I want to say that is, mentioned kind of prior, I stumbled across a podcast that it was an offshoot of Slacker and the Man. It was called Covert Cast. This particular series was kind of on the conspiracy theory side of things, or along those lines. Like, they'll talk about zombies, or they'll talk about ghosts, or they'll talk about Loch Ness Monster or something like that. And they'll, at times they'd work pop culture into it, or kind of go back and forth about the myths and legends, kind of how some of it is kind of a crock and, you know, just hokey and whatnot, and they'll laugh about it. But the reason why it's kind of went kind of the wayside, and again, it was an offshoot of Slacker and the Man, meaning that in a lot of the episodes, the man was a part of it with one of his co-hosts, Dusty. And now, Dusty is the one that wanted to do this type of podcast. And the man was like, hey, let's do this. And you can come into the studio, the show studio, record it, and I'll put it up and, you know, on its own little Podbean channel. It will have its own channel, so forth and so on. But the thing is, no one, I'll say this, because the only time that they had time to record was before recording of Slacker and the Man. And if Dusty and a guest, or Dusty and the Man, were recording, a lot of the other co-hosts for Slacker and the Man were coming in, from what I was told. Now, this is kind of all alleged, and no one really liked the fact that this was happening. And so after maybe about, I don't know, not even a year, the show kind of went defunct, because no one wanted to do it. No one wanted to be a guest. No one wanted to be a co-host. They all thought it was a joke and stupid. The only two people that wanted to explore a lot of these topics was, at the time, the man and Dusty. And in this particular episode, a lot of the episodes I'm going to be offering up will be out of order. But that's if I could find more than the two that I did find, or I stumbled upon. If I could find more, I'll probably add more to it. Now, before I get into the episode and explain to it, I do have a bunch of Slacker and the Man episodes I can post up as lost episodes. Other than the zombie episodes, I've posted up in in years past. But since they were initially quoted maybe about at minimum 7 to 10 years ago, and a lot of the language might not be, I won't say explicit, we got the explicit tag, that's no problem. But overall, what, since Slacker and the Man was a lot of early 2000s, if not based on 90s to early 2000s, shock jock type of radio type of ordeals. And if you're in the Pennsylvania, Southern Pennsylvania, Maryland, West Virginia, Virginia area, it's kind of like a Bob Rocks or a Howard Stern type of ordeal on a more national level, kind of a, that sort of thing. And me posting that up, I don't really want to get in too much trouble by the few listeners that we do have in regards to the audience I do have in regards to what is said on Slacker and the Man. Because even that's defunct, it is considered lost media, for the exception of the few people, very few people that might still have episodes like myself. Hell, I don't think even the man has any episodes saved up from 7, 10 years ago when he was doing it. Yes, I can check, but I think a lot of folks behind this would not really mind. Again, the podcast is defunct along with Covert Cast. And the reason why I chose Covert Cast is because I like the mystery. I like the aspect of this. And the reason why this particular episode, let me sum up, this episode is all about the mob, the mafia. And since we are the Long Coat Mafia and our podcast is mafia themed, why not air this particular episode first? It stars Dr. Vern and Dusty, who Dr. Vern was a member of a band called Sci-Fried, which is also now defunct. Dusty was part of Slacker and the Man, and they discussed a lot of the aspects of the mob and the mafia and so forth and so on, how it affected pop culture, what the conspiracy theories about the mafia were, and that's about it. It's like, I wanted to kind of celebrate our show by sharing this bit of lost media with all of you out there and give you a taste of what was out there prior to us. And we just want to celebrate this show, this type of show, celebrate lost media, and kind of give you something brand new, yet also topic neutral. Now, granted, I also have a bunch of Electric Eye episodes I could still put out. I just have to go through them. Hell, I might just forego the ones that we've post up in the past and just go in order, because why the heck not? So, that being said, I am going to kind of back off. Now, let me just say this. Any emails or any links that is discussed in this lost media episode are no longer valid, no longer available, and therefore don't bother looking them up. I don't even think Covert Cast is still a thing. Let me do a quick pause this and give you all a quick Google search. So, hold on a sec, folks. See, that didn't take too long, folks. I did do a check, and there is nothing as per what Google has shown in regards to Covert Cast or Covert Space Cast in regards to paranormal or anything like that. What might be described something close to or quasi VPN-ish or virtual private network or whatever, how the initials stand for. It's a type of program. When I typed in Covert Cast one word, it comes up as, oh, this type of program that kind of hides live stream from censorship and all that. But when I type in Covert Space Cast, nothing comes up. Roughly the same thing. But if I type in Covert Space Podcast, I get a podcast by the name of covert, which according to like several different pretty much hubs like Apple Podcasts and Audio Boom and Audible, covert is a podcast that takes listeners on a heart-pounding journey through the most dangerous military operations of all time. Now, I'm sure this podcast, a particular podcast called Covert, is a very wonderful podcast in and upon itself, but that's not what we are talking about. Now, Covert is a, it looks like a fairly new podcast, a two-season, maybe. I want to say, I don't know. I don't know how long they are, how long it takes to produce an episode, or if it's still active. And let's see here. Let's see here. When was the last episode of that posted up? Tell me, Sir Apple Podcasts. Tell me when was the last posted up? 2020, June 2020. So they are 2 years old. I don't know if they're still active, but 29 episodes as of 2020, and it, I guess it took several months per episode to launch. Like, it was fairly irregular. Like, I'm looking at, you'd have stuff like for them, September 3rd, September 10th, September 17th, then it'll jump to October 9th, 31st, March 2nd, and June 12th. That's what I'm seeing here. But that's beside the point. But we're talking about a defunct podcast called Covert Covert Cast. This particular episode's all about the mob. If you like the episode, please let me know by sending an email at longcoatmafia@gmail.com or leaving a comment on the pin post on our Facebook page, which is, again, facebook.com/TheLongCoatMafiaPodcast. And leave a comment there. Plus, if you're listening to us on Podbean, leave a comment there as well. As please rate and review us. We try to post when we can, so we are remaining active for everybody. We have loads of great episodes up to listen to, but more on that on the end of the show. Here is Covert Cast.
Welcome to episode 31 of the Covert Cast. I'm your host, Dusty. With me, back from his world tour with Sci-Fried, we have Dr. Vern.
That's right. I'm back, Covert Cast, and I couldn't be happier. I could be, but I am back, and I'm ready to do a great
show back tonight,
Dusty.
I mean, we're happy to have you on. I know a lot of listeners have missed you. I mean, you're, you know, one of their favorite parts of the podcast.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Are you just saying that to me?
I'm not really saying that. I mean, your enthusiasm for everything we go over is more apparent than, like, anyone else on the podcast.
I'm thinking of the other people on the podcast, and I'm trying to take that as a compliment. Thanks,
yeah,
Dusty.
You're welcome.
And, yeah, we had a lot of fun out there on the road. Saw some great people. Actually recorded a couple of podcasts out there.
Nice.
Don't you have news for us today, Dusty?
Oh, I do have news. Soon, I mean, I'm in the process of moving right now. I mean, I haven't actually started packing yet, but within the next couple of weeks, I have to be out of my apartment and be somewhere else. So, For the near future, Covert Cast episodes are going to be a little sporadic. My goal is to maybe every other week if I can, and maybe less than that. I mean, maybe more. We may be able to find a way to record every
temporarily
week.
Temporarily, we'll be a little sporadic. And
yeah, temporarily. I mean, there's no guarantee we're going to be out every week.
Broadcasting from a dumpster near you.
Yes.
Somewhere Dusty's living.
But I'm just going through this whole moving process has been a little stressful. So I mean,
of course it is, man. Yeah. Anytime you move...
It's a lot. Just packing everything and unpacking everything and finding somewhere to live. It's rough.
Man. Residency.
Yeah, I know. I need to buy a home.
Put some wheels on that sucker. Move it around.
Yeah, there we go. Maybe I should just buy an RV. You know,
oh, yeah, like the Madden Cruiser. Wait, you don't get a sports reference. Hold on.
No.
A really big one with a very nice couch and you know, entertainment center on the inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know, maybe dressed up look like the Ninja Turtle van, but much bigger.
That would be cool. See, yeah.
Because they have the TVs and everything
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Get a nice reporter in there.
So, yeah, well, episode 31 of Covert Cast. This week we're going to be discussing the Mafia.
That's right, the Mafia.
Now, I don't know nothing about no Mafia.
Actually, folks, he's not lying at all. Dusty asked me to take point on this week's episode, and I didn't even know what that meant.
Know a whole lot more about the Mafia than I do.
What are you trying to say? Because I'm Italian?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
That, and you've seen every Mafia movie ever made.
Yes, and you on... the other hand, have seen zero.
That's zero that I could think of offhand.
Wow. And we named a bunch down the list right before we started recording, folks. I'm like, Dusty, have you seen The Godfather?
Nope.
No. Scarface.
Which is not pointed out. It's not technically gangster, but it's...
spawned some gangster culture. It's still, yeah, it's
I mean,
still
it's
relevant.
It's not mafia, but it's gangster.
It's germane to the discussion.
Yeah, yeah. But no.
No Scarface. No Goodfellas. No
Goodfellas.
Sopranos. No.
Is Taxi mafia?
Taxi is not really mafia. No.
Well, it has some of the like people that are in other mafia movies in it, I guess. But
yeah, there's a couple guys on Taxi that have been in mafia movies.
I don't
yes.
mean the TV show. I mean the movie.
Oh, you're talking about Taxi Driver with
Taxi
De
Driver.
Niro?
Yeah, there we go.
That's a little shady and criminal, but not mafia.
Okay. See, I've never seen that either, but...
Once Upon a Time in America?
No. Let's just stop.
Yeah.
Because the longer we go, the sadder it gets.
Let's just suffice to say, if you are out there listening on your podcast right now, good folks, any movie that just popped into your mind is a mob movie, Dusty has not seen it.
Yeah.
In fact,
if you have any recommendations for a mob movie or Covert Cast in general, send them to me at thecovertcast@gmail.com. And I'm going to make it my goal to watch a good portion of the Mafia movies.
No, we need a commitment, Dusty, because we can... They will
at the very least. I'm gonna watch The Godfather.
All right. He's gonna say you guys send him
all three movies, even though you told me to skip the last.
One. You can skip the third one. Really, do yourself a favor. Save yourself that 3 hours. You can't get it back.
But any other movies people want to recommend, just send them to me, and I will watch them.
There we go. You heard the man.
As long as I haven't already watched it, which is.
Y'all get to spamming Dusty's inbox with movie suggestions about the Mafia. Meanwhile, let's talk about the real Mafia.
Yes. The real Mafia, which is so scary, the other members didn't even want to be here tonight.
Yeah.
Out of fear.
Yeah, they were scared to come in. They were. KSV actually literally ran away shrieking like a small child.
I think he wet himself a little bit, too.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I mean, don't quote me on that. But KSV wet himself.
When the mob in the Hardy County area, or you know that area down there, heard that Dobbs was going to do a show about the Mafia, they actually apparently broke into his place and stole his microphone cable.
Yeah, that was really insane.
So really, if you think about it, folks, there's a it's a miracle we're on today.
They roughed him up a little bit too, just to make it, you know, a little more convincing that it wasn't just the microphone cable.
I think that was just for fun, though. Really,
well, probably
because if you just look at Dobbs, you just want to rough him up. It's awesome, but yeah, stories of that later, some other time. the real Mafia, though, man. Since you don't know much about it, the real Mafia kind of goes back to like the
I know a little bit
1870.
Like, what's that Spanish word again?
Paquito.
Not Menudo.
That's a whole nother thing. Menudo could be Mafia.
It could be.
Yeah. But if you go to the United States, I know that everybody loves to talk about the Prohibition era, which is when the Mafia really got its legs under it. But it really starts further back, post-Civil War, 1870. One of the first published reports was in 1869 in New Orleans.
Now, it was originally it was like immigrants just coming together and trying to protect themselves.
Basically,
I mean,
for gangs in America.
Ahead
of myself. If you go back to the origins, like of the Italian mob back in Sicily, that was in the 1700s. They were just the big families protecting the company's their family assets. And things like that. It wasn't really criminal.
Yeah. Well, like I'm saying, that was somewhat of how they got start here in the U.S. just because a lot of them were immigrants at the time.
They naturally kind of stayed together with people they could talk to. Some people didn't speak their language, you know. So
because the immigrants at the time were treated very poorly.
Exactly. And New Orleans is one of the first reported incidences in New Orleans. That's a port city. A lot of immigration at that time in the United States was taking place by people going through Brazil and Argentina and coming up. And New Orleans was basically like New York South. So they started having reports of very well-known Sicilian murderers, counterfeiters, burglars that were forming an alliance with the purpose of plundering and pillaging the city. And the, you know,
so they're kind of like pirates of the land.
Kind of, yeah.
I never really thought about it like that.
Origin-wise, from an origin standpoint. But as we were talking about earlier, it really didn't get going. By the way, there's a film for you, Gangs of New York. That takes a lot of the formation and how the gangs split up into like five major gangs.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yep, he's in that one. So is
Tom Hanks?
No, I think it's Daniel Day-Lewis, I want to say.
Okay. Is Tom Hanks ever in a mafia-style movie or anything?
Not unless you count the Da Vinci Code, and I don't. No.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of something else.
It was a crime how bad that movie was. But yeah. Anyway.
The book was pretty good.
But the book was better. If you go back to that part, the Gangs of New York is about kind of the formation of all these gangs of immigrants from Ireland and, you know, the Jewish immigrants, the Italians, and they kind of sectioned off and divided up. But it was kind of like an origin of organized crime families, if you will. But, Prohibition is really where the stories really get kicked in America.
Prohibition's what like gave them their funding pretty much to this day. Even.
Exactly. Prohibition was the beginning, the startup of the business. That's kind of like if you want to compare it to the dot-com explosion in the 90s, that was the beginning of everything else that followed. And guess who started it? The government, dude. The government passed a law that said, hey, no liquor for you people. Now, we're human beings, so are we going to drink liquor? Hell yeah. You like to party, Dusty?
Heck yeah, I like to party.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know.
Covercast, got to water it down a little bit.
Yeah, we did. That's good. Good job.
Yeah.
But, you know, so the people are going to drink, so now these guys realize it, and these are a lot of times street gangs at that time, prior to the beginning of Prohibition, and all of a sudden became huge media figures. Kind of heroes to the public. People rooted for the likes of Al Capone and Lucky Luciano because they wanted to drink.
If someone's bringing my alcohol, I root for them every time. Like,
exactly.
Like, if you brought me like a bottle of vodka when you came to the door, I would be, you know, doing a round of applause for you. I'd be standing up cheering.
Well, they didn't deliver to the doors.
Well, no. Not typically.
Actually, you had to knock on their door.
Yeah.
And they had a little, you've heard of speakeasy.
Speakeasy, yes.
That's right. They would find out if you were cool. Bring you in, do all that good stuff. But that's where it kind of started. So they had same thing with bootlegging in the South. When bootleggers started off, it turned into NASCAR, like you pointed out.
Yeah.
They
had to soup up their cars, and, you know, eventually, you know, that led to actually racing.
Right. So you got guys running moonshine and illegal liquor from outside the area that was prohibited for sale during that era. Same thing. The people took to them like Robin Hoods almost. So protected them in a lot of cases. So guys like Al Capone, that's what I was trying to say. Yeah, they would have caught Al Pacino a long time ago.
Maybe, big. I don't know.
He would have been getting a mani-pedi somewhere and they would have popped him. But Al Capone was hard
you
to catch.
You wouldn't say that to his face, though.
Never. Because he's much shorter than me.
Yeah.
It's at the top of his head, probably. But
wow.
I went there. I'm sorry.
I hope he listens to this particular episode.
Al Pacino listens to this episode. I will apologize to him publicly somewhere.
Yes.
Wearing my Cypherite shirt. But Al Capone was protected by the public in Chicago. He gave them their vices. He was the guy that supplied. It started with the alcohol, like you said, startup fund. Then it started spilling into gambling and prostitution.
Even Las Vegas.
Yeah, and this, of course, these families factioned off. You had New York Syndicate, Chicago, and all this stuff like that.
Even Florida, which I was a little surprised to find out.
That's right. Florida's a great great vacation spot for mobsters. A lot of
I never really thought of like Florida as like an area with mobsters, but we've had a lot of famous ones down here, and they've been into some serious stuff.
And a lot of people in witness protection.
Yeah.
So you got all that going on. But where it really, to me, gets... I mean, we could go through the mob. We could do an entire episode that wouldn't really be covert cast related on just the history of the mafia and how they took hold. But that's where it really started. You fast forward a little bit, not even very far, honestly, and you start getting into, well, just how much control does the mob have? How many politicians are in their pockets?
Yeah.
How many senators? I mean, these are not. This is not speculation. I'm not throwing out random things that have never occurred. For those of you with a computer, use Google and just do history of mob related events. It's a fact. I mean, and there's still some unsolved mysteries in the conspiracy world. JFK, that one of the first things mentioned is the mafia.
Jimmy Hoffa.
No one knows where he's at to this day. Jimmy's still missing.
They even brought him up on like a MythBusters episode one time. They couldn't find him. If those guys can't find him,
yeah, they can't. Those no guys one can find anybody. Yeah. Maybe I should send it into Fact or Faked. Make a video for him. But I mean, with Kennedy, for example, both Kennedys, Robert Kennedy and John Kennedy. Robert Kennedy was on a crusade. I mean, he was after the team
because
he wanted to bust the
district
union.
District attorney, right?
Yeah, attorney general.
Attorney general.
And I mean, he was pretty much after the mob, straight up.
Yeah,
and
he was going at them hardcore to the point where he was pissing off a lot of people.
And then he ended up kind of dead.
Yeah.
With a just shot in a room, you know, Sirhan, pop, pop, done, done. Well, I didn't mean it to come out that way, but still.
Okay.
All right. You know, so he's gone. Kennedy, Jack Kennedy, JFK, so many conspiracies surrounding Oswald and the KGB and stuff. Well, you know who the KGB has close affiliations with? The Russian mafia. So, I mean,
Kennedys, our own CIA had affiliations with the mafia.
Absolutely.
They were trying to hire them to kill Castro at one point.
J. Edgar Hoover had a brilliant idea that the mob people could get in untouched.
J. Edgar Hoover also is like publicly stated, you know, there is no mafia, but at the same time, he's had known dealings with them.
Exactly. This is... as part of the propaganda, J. Edgar Hoover was responsible for starting a lot of propaganda in America while you're doing conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Like the theory. You ever seen Reefer Madness?
I have not.
Yeah, he was head of the FBI when that gem came out to tell you that one puff of marijuana could cause insanity.
I would know a lot of insane people if that were true.
In other words, a red herring.
Yeah.
Dude's a big red herring.
For a guy that wears a dress, he causes a lot of trouble.
That's right.
Yeah, J. Edgar Hoover was a reported cross-dresser.
I haven't seen that DiCaprio flick yet.
No?
Not. But
I forgot that he just did a movie about J. Edgar Hoover,
that's
right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, you want to get real deep in this conspiracy thing?
All right.
Where Prohibition era, put yourself in that time. You're talking about the 20s now.
The roaring 20s. The
roaring 20s, man. Put yourself flappers in their speakeasies, and, illegal gambling.
What's the dancing called?
The Charleston.
What's it? I can't remember the type of dancing. Whatever.
But
go
anyway,
on, go
yeah, you got
I'm
a,
there.
You got a mental image, though. You know,
swing dance. That's what I'm thinking.
The
of.
Whole thing, the whole roaring 20s era, the whole Prohibition era was all mob funded. So, of course, the people loved them. Put yourself to the world picture at that time. You know what else was going on around that time? It just wrapped up World War One.
Yeah.
Okay. Then all of a sudden, a little party came into play in Europe. A whole political form swept fascism. Guess who was a really big fan of La Cosa Nostra, the mafia? Benito Mussolini. Who was he buddies with? Adolf Hitler.
Snap.
Right there. Full circle.
Wow.
6 degrees of Adolf Hitler. Let's do it. And, but no, you see, mob has, there's fingers in a lot of pies. I've actually found through some, I love to mention the ridiculous research we come across when researching episodes. I found one that said the mob is in control of everything, which I kind of agree with a lot of these points, but it was because they discovered and made a pact with aliens years ago and are beginning to been funneled to technology.
So you're saying it's aliens?
It could be aliens.
it does amaze me sometimes some of the stuff we'll stumble across just because there's... You can find an angle to any conspiracy.
Absolutely.
Like literally any angle, and... I had not heard aliens about the mafia.
I found that one the other day, and I was like, I was laughing out loud when I found, which is weird because it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and everybody in the house was trying to sleep. But yeah, so I mean, you can look around. I mean, literally, they can be connected to anything. And like I said,
I'm sure the devil's been brought up too.
I did not make that. I'll try to
I'm
Google
sure
that
someone
one.
Has come up all these soldiers sold to the devil.
Devil's mafia.
The devil.
But, you know, like I was saying, I don't know if I said earlier or not because we had some snafus.
Yeah, we had a couple recording snafus at the start of it. It stopped recording, and now I'm keeping an eye on the board, so making sure it's recording because I don't want that to happen again. Especially when we're this far in. Well, this far in, it'd be easier just to go back and just restart where it stopped off. Before, we were only like a couple minutes in the episode, and it shut off. But it's working fine
now. It's working good. We're going strong. Yeah.
As you can tell, because you're listening to us now.
Right. If you weren't listening to us, things would be bad.
Yes.
One of the angles I love that I uncovered in here is, of course, after the Prohibition, you know, alcohol becomes legal again. These guys are businessmen at this point, and like you said, they set themselves up.
Oh yeah.
Now they're still running prostitution. They got drugs mixed into the mix now because those came into play after Prohibition. You still got gambling. Just let's fast forward on that one topic for 1 second. If you don't believe the mafia has any kind of control, a little statistic that I stumbled upon about Vegas. Now, this is the state of Nevada, actually. Vegas, Reno, any place that allows legal gambling on sporting events or whatever they take bets on. They take bets on all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah. You can literally bet on anything in Vegas.
Pretty much anything.
If you could think of something with different odds, you could probably bet on. I'm sure there were bets on Curiosity landing on Mars,
Will it bounce?
Yeah.
Is it going to be a bounce?
How high would the bounce be?
You could probably bet on the degree of bounce. Yeah, everything else. So that's Vegas. Now, legally gambled in America every year, $4.5 billion legally gambled.
Damn.
Legally gambled in America.
Okay. So I'm sure illegally is probably easily double that.
That's exactly the point I was saying. Now think about it, because illegal gambling stems down to a football pool at work.
Yeah,
it could people sitting around watching the Super Bowl playing a little squares.
Time I bet on that Rocky fight.
If I walk up to you and say, Dusty, I bet you a dollar I can jump to the second step, you know, that kind of stuff. But let's, for the sake of argument, there's a numbers parlor right here where we live. I could take you to it. There's a place where you can go make bets on anything you want right in town here. Been open for a long, long time. There are places like that all over the United States.
I've known a couple of people that have gotten in deep with bookies in the past.
Exactly.
I mean, you can bet anywhere.
You can bet anywhere, anytime. Forget about the offshore internet betting.
But we're not too far from Tampa. We could actually go bet legally.
Yes, we could.
Yeah, but that's not as fun.
Then you're supporting the Seminoles.
And you're a Gator fan.
No. I will eye gouge you for that. No. I meant the Indians, not the team. I love the Seminoles. You're killing me. No, you're right. But Tampa, you could go over to Ybor City and you could find yourself people of Cuban descent over there with some connections that could take a bet for you. You know, and that's the thing. That's just gambling.
Yeah.
And that network is deep and very widespread. When you mix in the other stuff, which actually comes into more money, drugs, that's more money than gambling.
Oh, yeah. I've watched Breaking Bad. I've seen how much money they rake in.
Exactly. And that's just, you know, redneck meth dealer guys.
Yeah.
You know, that's not even like really organized guys that are bringing in shipments.
Yeah, the mules. There's no drug
mules
involved.
Right, there's no drug mules.
These guys get high tech. They drop them from like boats and planes with GPS attached, and they come out and pick them up later.
Sure. Or they're paying off the Coast Guard. You're paying off customs guys. The payoffs and just the level of scrutiny involved in trafficking drugs. That doesn't even get to the point where you get them in your warehouse and you hand them out to your guys to go out on the street and sell them. So you're talking from a conspiracy angle here. Are you starting to see the money build up on this?
Yeah.
Who has power?
People
with the money, right? So then you buy yourself some politicians. Guess what else started up not too long after Prohibition? The first lobbyists started appearing in Washington. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what a lobbyist is, that's a person who represents somebody with a lot of money that basically goes knocking on the doors of politicians saying, our friends would like you to vote this way.
Yeah.
Have a nice day. Here's a kickback.
Yeah. Here's a cushy position within our company that's made up. You don't have to actually do anything and exactly. get paid.
Yeah, and so
I've always thought lobbyists should be illegal.
They absolutely should be illegal. I think they're legal mobsters, I believe.
Yeah, because they control way too much stuff.
Way too much.
Think about how much control the drug companies have exactly. and keep drugs expensive, you know, because they pay out the lobbyists. Nathan, or their lobbyists pay out the congressmen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now these guys, all of a sudden, with these families and these crime families with all this income, all this money... they still do have a structured levels in there. I mean, the street guys aren't making much money. They're taking the fall. They're going to jail for, yeah. you know, doing the serve. You know, they're doing their part to keep the family going.
They're going to jail, but I mean, they still have these high priced lawyers. And
so, where's the money go when you own literally things that you can't go invest in commodities? I mean, they do set up legal businesses and make legal money as well.
Well, you got to have something for money laundering.
I mean, there's a lot of big businesses out there that were started by gangsters, Apple. so we're, you know, you got all this money going around. Now,
are you saying Apple's mafia funded?
No, I just I was clearing my throat.
Oh, okay. It sounded a little. Well, never mind.
No. I was throwing it out.
We would never say that.
Never ever say that. Androids rule. So basically, you got these guys with all this money, and then you start seeing them invest in stuff like not playing the commodities market, sir, playing commodities. Mm. Big sugar, big tobacco, the people with real money and real power in the world that really make things happen are not elected.
No.
The elected officials are influenced by those people. And the mob has a vast an extensive network with fingers in every pie. And of course, when somebody comes stepping out of line, blowing whistles.
And they're in the insider trading bigger than anyone else. I mean,
huge. The 80s was a renaissance for the mob, for not only for cocaine trafficking, which became a huge hit in the 80s, but you seen Blow? Have you seen that movie?
I'm going to say no.
God, man. Give that Gmail address one more time, Dusty.
You can contact me at thecovertcast@gmail.com if you'd like to suggest any movies for me to watch.
Keep the movie suggestions coming, people. Uh-huh. We need those.
Now, the Mafia movies, I have agreed to watch whatever suggestions they send. That doesn't necessarily mean every movie these people send, but I will make an effort if the movie seems interesting to me.
Okay, so
outside of mafia,
so
movies.
No hentai films or
no,
bukkake, nothing like
no,
that.
No, none of the weird stuff.
All right, keep it mob related.
I mean, you can suggest other movies if you'd like. I mean, if it's conspiracy or somehow covert concepts related, I'll watch it. But you know, mafia definitely I want to watch.
This is how deep you're digging when you start talking about the mafia from a conspiracy theory angle. The one angle that I read about the aliens, by the way, said that in 1947 the mob found the crashed alien in Roswell, and they took the saucer, and the government really – it was crazy. You should read it sometime when you just Google it.
Yeah, you're going to need to email me that. Or I'll, awesome. I'll see if I can Google and find it. But
it's just Google aliens and mob or mafia or something like that. It's pretty funny. But so Lucky Luciano, if you haven't heard that name before – if you saw Casino, that was part of that.
I've never
Dusty
seen that.
Did not see Casino. Just
I've
so
never
you know.
Seen Casino.
That's a lot about Lucky Luciano, but he was kind of set up this what they called the commission, which was basically a board of directors for the mob.
And yeah, I was reading up on that because there's a lot of infighting, and you know they were killing off each other in the streets.
Right. This was
they had
the
to
60s.
Get some order.
They needed some order because in the 60s the culture in America was changing.
Well, I was reading. I was getting to this point where they were recruiting so many people that, like you wouldn't even know someone was in the mafia, and they could sneak up and assassinate someone else, and that was a big
exactly.
problem.
And of course, a lot of people speculate that this the forming of the commission and the tightening up of how they did business and how they handle assassinations and things like that spurred from the Kennedy incidents. There's a lot of speculation that's where that came from, that Luciano was like, look, we can't just be killing the president or we can't be like assassinating the senator. You know, we have to keep a lower profile than this because it'll be so much heat that no one can look the other way.
Yeah. There's only so much money will only buy so much looking away.
Right. There's a lot When you talk conspiracy, there's a whole lot of evidence out there that several mobsters made Cuba trips, because Cuba was a big port before communism. It was Havana was like a, I mean, was a major city in the eastern northern Northern Hemisphere, whatever.
Let's say Hitler.
Wherever we are, the Americas.
Yes.
Over here, over this way. I mean, it was a much bigger city than before communism. I mean, our whole lives it's been communist, but back then it was like going to Miami or something. You know, Havana was a big deal.
Damn Castro.
But that's the thing. The mobsters were in with the they were doing the investing, trying to keep the Cuban government the way it was. Basically, Castro and the communists were, in essence, fighting to rid their country of these American investors, which were actually mob businessmen.
Mm.
So, you know, they stirred up some political drama there with another country. Really, really a lot of pies for the mafia. They got a lot of fingers and a lot of pies.
Man, pie sounds good right now.
Pie is awesome.
I haven't had pie in a while. Sorry, you got me. You started talking about pie. You know, you got me off topic a little bit.
I know we have an upcoming episode of the Covert Cast based on the Illuminati. We're going to do a show about the Illuminati.
Yeah, that's actually our next planned episode. We don't know yet when that's going to be, but that will be our next episode.
But of course, the Illuminati being the all-powerful organization that really controls the planet. One could certainly argue that the mob makes up the body of soldiers and
oh, I'd be willing to bet that there's plenty of mafia members somehow associated with the Illuminati one way or the other. If they're not in outright control, they're at least in some influential control.
Absolutely. They also like to send messages with their murders and everything. Some people like to speculate about the disappearance of Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah.
Jimmy Hoffa, of course, big teamster, big, definitely a guy with mob ties. Crap hits the fan a little bit. Next thing you know, hey, where's Jimmy? Nobody's seen Jimmy in a while.
Well, I know
Jimmy?
Part of the problem is they didn't want him getting back in control.
That's right.
So he had to go. I mean, he was supposed to be in jail till like, what, 1980? Or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
When did he disappear? 75 or 65?
60. Yeah, I think it's 65.
Okay, I know it was one of those years.
Yeah, it's in the 60s. Same time we're talking about here right now with the
yeah, but he was supposed to be in jail for another 5 years or so at the time. I don't remember. I'm not remembering the exact numbers, but they didn't. He got out early, and they didn't want him resuming control, so he had to go.
Yeah, and no one knows where Jimmy Hoffa's at. I mean,
there's been psychics over the years. There's been people come forward, oh, he's here, and people will look, he's not there.
My favorite popular theory about where Jimmy Hoffa is disposed of was that when they made the Meadowlands, which is the stadium where the Giants play in New Jersey, that somehow Hoffa became part of the foundation.
Yeah, well, he's been mentioned being in the foundation of a couple other places,
too. A lot
too.
Of places, yeah. It's popular to guess, where's Hoffa? It's like,
well,
where's,
I mean,
Waldo?
It's, you know, it's a good place to hide a body if you're going to hide a body. If someone's building a big building, you know, you put them in the foundation. Foundation hardens. You never see them again.
Nice.
Unless it's True Blood, in which case, oh, spoilers there.
Now, just to get back to, just before I jump away from the Cuba thing, I was trying to connect a dot that you started earlier where the government has worked with the mafia from time to time. During the 1960, which is right around the time that that Cuba was in the communist throes. Fidel Castro was taking control over there. I believe Colonel Edwards, I want to say, was the director of the CIA at the time. Basically sent assassins from the mob.
Yeah, they tried to hire, like, some of the mafia members they tried to hire wouldn't even do it, though. I mean, they had to go to a few before they could find some willing to go over there and try to assassinate them.
Exactly. The names, though, that they're thrown out for that particular incident were huge mob names. Sam Giancana, Carlos Marcello, Santo Traficante. These are dudes that, like, are big hierarchy, that became hierarchy mob guys up the family. And this, I mean, so here's an instance of our government saying, you know, Castro over there is becoming kind of a problem. And, we'd kind of like somebody to go over there and handle business for us. So it's kind of hard. I mean, anytime the CIA is involved, talk about your covert red flags going up.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a good topic. for a Covert Cast episode.
Okay, here we go. I was looking at the names. Two of the men contacted were Sam Gold and Joe, which both of them were located out of Tampa, Florida here. Like I was saying earlier, I didn't realize going into this, Florida even had like a mafia presence.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you're talking about the Port of Tampa. You're talking about Miami, Keys.
I guess any big port areas, you're probably going to find them.
Lots of trafficking coming through Florida for sure. One of the I just read this not too long ago. It was another a lot of assassinations associated with the mafia or attempted assassinations. You remember the famous headline that's out there when President Truman was elected? The papers had already published that he lost. Mm. Dewey defeats Truman.
Yeah,
Thomas Dewey was part of an assassination plot by mobsters in New York. When he was a prosecutor in New York, they tried to kill him. And so, I mean, there's ties literally to every facet of almost of American history since about the 1920s.
They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be curious to see like 20 years down the road, what influences they've had like today, because like a lot of their stuff they get into doesn't come out too much later down the line, because.
Yes.
It's not until they finally get someone that cracks and ends up, you know, spilling the beans on stuff.
Or they get someone who was thrown to the sacrificial guy, you know, this 20 years past his prime. Hey, let's pin something on him so he goes to jail and they leave the family alone. There's a lot of that going on.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with the different families. There's still many families operating today in the United States. The FBI still has, if you go to the FBI website, there's current information on all of the mobsters they know about right now, as well as quite a few on their top America's Most Wanted list. I don't know why I just threw out a TV show reference, but the FBI's Most Wanted list.
It's a good show.
It was a good. It's been on forever.
Is it still on?
I think it is, man. Really? I think it might still be on. That's like a long running show. The RICO Act bears mentioning when it comes to the mafia. This is, I guess, at some point, you're talking from the 20s to like 1970 when the RICO Act actually passed. You're talking 50 years of the mob just running amok. I mean, very public executions, a lot of blood in the streets, which is what Lucky Luciano warned them of when he was forming the commission. Not that he was a straight lace. That guy wasted a lot of guys.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are bad men. But in 1970, they passed the RICO Act, which actually made it a crime to belong to an organized crime outfit. 50 years, and somebody said, "Hey, maybe we should make it illegal to be part of an organized crime outfit." Mm. Maybe that should be illegal.
Should it be illegal to be part of criminal activities of any kind?
Maybe we should do a law. I would think
that wouldn't even need to be a law, really.
You would think that somebody might have figured that out. Common sense takes over at some point. Not really. That sort of RICO passed.
Money will make people look the other way for a long time. I mean.
So prior to 1970, if you got arrested, what did they read you?
What?
You know, there was no RICO statutes then, so I don't know. But they also created around that same time when the RICO Act was started. Oh, they created the Witness Protection Program. Why would those two government agencies or government processes be linked together? Could it have something to do with the fact that the government knew of mob people that they were talking to, informants and whatnot, and that they wanted to be able to protect in order to really bring down the big mobsters? Hasn't worked that well, to be honest with you. There have been a few here and there, you know.
John Gotti. It's certainly safer than nothing at all.
It is certainly safer than nothing at all. But honestly, as with a lot of things with the mafia, I think it's a far more sinister background, man. This is why I would definitely wanted to do a Covert Cast episode about this. When it comes to the mob, there's a few sacrificial lambs every once in a while, but they pretty much go on unimpeded, business as usual. You take away a business, they replace it with another business. I don't see any, mob-led legalize it campaigns for marijuana. I'm sure they don't want it legalized because that's going to cut into their bottom line.
Yeah, that definitely would cut into their importing business.
Absolutely. So these guys want their businesses, their extortion, their trafficking, their gambling, their racketeering, their robbery, loan sharks, murders. They don't want their business to go away.
The protection racket they like to run, you know.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Hey, we're going to come around once a week, and you pay us to protect your business.
Maybe bad things will happen if you don't.
That's right. Maybe you wouldn't want to be caught with your pants down there.
Maybe this window right here will break, and then they smash the window.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's small potato stuff. That's where it really started. I'm more concerned about.
But they still do. Still do even like the smallest time stuff as well as the big.
You know who's a big fan of Chicago? One of the supposedly more mob influenced cities in America. I don't know, President Obama.
Yeah.
Okay. Who knows what these decisions is? Obamacare really a red herring so that people get so hard up for health care that they have to turn to illegal health care? And is the mob looking to expand their business now into health care?
Illegal health care?
I'm sure they're already into health care. Have you looked at HMOs lately? Well, it's pretty shady business they got
going
on.
I would say they're probably into health care as far as, some of the rich people out there that suddenly need a kidney or something, and they get it.
I'm sure. Well, black market medical out there for sure, and I'm sure. And when you talk black market, the name itself came from Black Hand, which was the earliest mob entities in the 1860s. So you're talking about the black market, you're talking about mafia. So can you find yourself a small Vietnamese child to raise as your very own if you have enough money? Absolutely. That's what we're talking about. That's the influence that I'm more concerned about with the mob. They have such influence over everyday decisions. Does it matter who we elect?
I'm scared.
Really? Does it matter who's running? Who really runs things? And I think the mafia, the Illuminati, or whatever you want to call that phantom group, when we say they, I'm sure they love it when you got CNN and Fox News keeping everybody's attention focused on right-wing and left-wing politics and not really on solving problems. Sure, you guys keep talking, keep fighting amongst yourselves. Deep divisions in the country is good for business. They're loving it right now. The small businessman is out of business. Corporations run America. They can invest in corporations. They can take a corporation over without even telling the company they're buying them out.
All right. Also, think about how much stuff we ship from overseas now, and the fact they control a lot of the shipping, importing, and exporting.
A lot of shipping in America is still controlled by companies that have mob teamster ties. The labor forces in America are strongly backed by the mafia, and that is.
Now, something I just
looked
up.
That's how we get goods.
Something I just looked up. I didn't think I'd look up before is the Bilderberg meeting, like the big meeting. People of influence from all over the world. I guess it looks like right here that they seem like mafia has ties in that too. That they go to it and they rub elbows with like our politicians and foreign politicians. And
that's the scariest part when you really start digging into some research out there. And folks, please take the internet with a grain of salt. I'm pretty sure that the mob doesn't have a spacecraft that they abducted from the government.
Take it with a grain of salt, and put some common sense behind it.
But if you really dig around out there on just, and here's the scary part, this is just the stuff you can find.
Yeah.
What about the stuff that people talk about and they say?
I'm sure all we see is the top of the iceberg.
Absolutely.
We're not seeing the 75% that's underwater.
Oh, yeah. We have the Titanic's view of the iceberg. Yeah. Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. I think the mob sunk the Titanic.
But they put that iceberg there.
And incidentally, the reason it took them, so long to find any structures because of that Titanic that they found, that was put there, man. The real Titanic drifted south, Bermuda Triangle.
It's just like Lost.
That's it, man.
A boat instead of a plane.
That's right. Just like that. And the mob orchestrated the whole thing. That's right. I don't want to sound nuts and get off on a tirade. I'm just joking, of course. But, it's good to joke about because it's some scary stuff. It really is. People that are above the law, that have
See, that's the thing about reading up on conspiracies to me. I mean, the more you read into it, you do have to take some of it with a grain of salt. I will learn how to say that word someday. Salt.
Salt.
Any other time I can say salt, no problem.
If you're going to Utah, you want to visit Salt Lake City.
That's right. And go swim in Salt Lake.
I don't think you want to swim in Salt Lake, but anyway.
I want to do it so I can float, like, easily. Because the salt content is so high, you easily float in the lake, but... Regardless, like I say, getting to the conspiracy theories, it's something else. Just just thinking about just like the fraction of control out there that some people have, and I don't know. It's scary.
I'm looking. One of the things I came across when I was looking, of course, the first things you come across when you start digging into a topic on the internet is, of course, the Wikipedia entries and things like that.
I love Wikipedia.
Yeah, Wikipedia has some great entries, and again, grain of salt, but.
Yeah,
one of the.
That's why you got to look for the articles that have sources. I mean, because sometimes you'll see stuff just written on there with no source, and it seems a little iffy. It probably is.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm pretty sure the SpongeBob did not create, or the Mafia did not create SpongeBob. I'm pretty sure.
I think they did.
True,
I mean, just
one of the coolest things I found though when I was looking on Wikipedia has this thing called a timeline of organized crime.
Yeah,
and it literally goes back to 1870, and there are many references linked to every single year between then and now.
Damn.
And that's how deep the Mafia goes. When it comes to conspiracy theories, I think anything that pops up that has questionable origin or we can't swallow exactly the story we've been given, one of the first things that pops up is always the Mafia, and there's a really good reason for that. They may, in fact, have had something to do with it. I don't know that they're in the terrorist business, so I'm not ready to pin 9/11 on the Mafia, but...
It wouldn't be past them.
It certainly would. Hey, we're going to blow up that building, boss. Hey, what about the other one?
Let's block them off you.
Blow them all down. Yeah. It's because I'm Italian, right?
Love it.
One day, Dusty, I'm going to come to you, and I'm going to ask you for a favor.
Is that from something?
Yeah, Dusty doesn't even get them. One day I'm going to make you watch a movie called The Godfather.
You're going to make me an offer I can't refuse?
And you can't refuse, yeah. That's it, man.
I get it. I mean, it's Godfather's ingrained enough in our culture to where I get the reference despite having never seen the movie.
That's sad, actually.
Yeah.
But you just describe pop culture in a nutshell.
Yeah, well,
there's so many references out there that people, you can mention something, they're like, oh yeah, Pac-Man, they never even played Pac-Man. You know? So that's I thought that was an interesting one. The FBI... in their archive, on their website, on the main FBI page, and if you read the current mob stuff they have, then go into their archive stuff. Oh man, there's so much good reading in the FBI files. Things that make you go, really, really. Events you would seemingly would be unrelated. I even read some stuff. I believe it was on the FBI website that the FBI had information that major family traffic was going on in the Woodstock area during the concert.
Really?
Like, so they had like mobsters up there, like traffic, basically bringing more drugs to the party.
And, yeah, it makes sense. I mean, it's a good place to earn some money that weekend.
So they were looking. They had the lookout. Like they had, if you look in their archives, they had like they some of the declassified documents. They had agents out looking for these guys that they were naming specifically. It's just stuff like that. You wouldn't have. Who thinks of hippies with association with the mob? Those guys don't want to gun anybody down, you know.
No, but they do want to take their drugs.
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
drugs are bad.
Okay. Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. If you would like, you could smell the marijuana. Who has the marijuana? Apparently, we do.
What? No.
Hello.
Hello,
Governor. But when we start talking about doing topics for the show, though, I instantly thought of the Mafia.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to do a good...
Well, they come up in everything.
They do.
I mean, JFK, Maryland.
Elvis. Marilyn Monroe. There's another one. Elvis definitely had some mob ties.
Yeah.
He was kind of building his own little family of the Mafia, I think, for a while.
Old Blue Eyes, Sinatra.
Oh, Sinatra. Absolutely, man. The Rat Pack were fat with mob ties, and a lot of their initial funding to get themselves started. I don't know if you know this or not, Dusty. It takes money to actually be a musician. You don't get paid a lot up front, so
I did not know that.
A lot of times you have to work for nothing, so you need somebody to help you out. Maybe you've heard of this.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's.
I've heard a thing or two. You know.
You would have Sinatra. Okay, Sinatra.
Yeah.
Once he became the chairman of the board, you know that even the nickname comes from mob references. Okay. So you got Sinatra. He's one of the biggest entertainers on the planet, and he's showing up in New York to do a 14-year-old girl's birthday party. Yeah, and you got not paparazzi taking pictures, but agents, and they're taking. I mean, this is definitely connections. They certainly have connections to the entertainment world. Las Vegas. If you saw Bugsy, did you see Bugsy? No. God, man, every time I think of a movie,
you're probably not gonna find one.
Las Vegas basically was started by mobsters as a place they could create legal gambling and like mobster Disneyland, which it is still to this day fighting hard against that reputation. Once Vegas became more of a legitimate family type destination, yeah. That's what they're trying to put out there. But I mean,
I'm pretty sure they're still mob tied. They try to cover it up now, but right. You know, it's. I'm sure they're still there, buried.
Anywhere there's prostitution and gambling, you're going to find mobsters.
Yes, and alcohol and drugs.
Exactly. And so Las Vegas started out there. Then you have a gateway to the West Coast. So the families were basically networking way before there was Facebook and Twitter. You know, these guys were networking a way that they could all have constant communications, keep the money flow going. You know, if Sal skimmed a little off the take from the casino, they could dump him in the desert, no problem. You know,
plenty of burial spots out there.
Guess where they moved on to, and then L.A. used to be kind of a little crap hole. Then the film industry hit, but the film industry was largely funded by guys like Bugsy Malone, and they
like their moving pictures.
Exactly, they like to be entertained. Hey, make that guy dance for me. And and so some of the early films in the American cinema were based on mob activity for good reason. So these
writers
guys
probably have first hand experience in some of them. Hey, remember that guy we dumped last week? Let's write a film about that.
Yeah. Oh, we had this. Let me tell you this story, Mr. Ryder. Last week, me and Jimmy the Fish over here, we had to go take care of this guy, take him for a ride. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
but we Vern's get doing air quotes for those that can't see it.
Yes, air quotes are very useful on a podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, we took this guy out to the woods, and he tried to scream and run, and there was nobody around. And I said, hey, Johnny, shoot him in the leg. Oh, it was hilarious. He hopped around, squirted blood. You should put that in a movie. Well, that's the thing. I mean, you talk entertainment. We all know how much money entertainment industry generates, and I mean, you're talking just look at films alone. You're billions and
Avengers,
billions of dollars.
$1 billion.
Yeah. So, I mean, just movies and TV shows that generate music industry. These are all.
And you know, I'm thinking. You know, movies they're filming more and more in Chicago now. Chicago has a lot of mafia ties. I mean, I'm sure someone's had to be paid off there.
And as does Orlando.
Yes.
The Disney Mafia. Don't get me started on that. But, yeah, I mean, you're talking about
now
guys.
I'm imagining fedoras with mouse ears on them.
they're in the world of finance legitimately through businesses that they've built up legitimately with the money they started making from back in Prohibition times.
Yeah.
So they're in the finance world. They're in the entertainment world. They're in the travel. You know, they're totally into that. They can get things in and out of places
importing
very easily.
Exporting.
Importing and exporting. Thank you. Racketeering. Gambling. Drugs. What don't they have their fingers in? I'm going to go with nothing, Dusty. Nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
At least, yeah, there's probably nothing they haven't dabbled in at one point or another.
That's right.
I bet they're behind Facebook.
Oh, Mark Zuckerberg. No. Say it's not true, man. They can't have a Harvard.
Or Twitter, even? I mean, think about how easy it would be for the mafia to send code through Twitter.
Oh, so just hashtags.
You're limited to 140 characters.
Absolutely.
I mean, no one's going to question if you wrote something shorthand, you know, and it looks a little funny.
Hashtag take him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Take him for a ride.
It really isn't far-fetched to really string a web, a connection web to the mafia with anything you want to bring up. With money lies power.
And they got money.
They got money. They got power. They got power. There's no doubt about that. They've definitely conspired with the government.
I'm just trying to think of how much money they'd have to have. I mean, that's got to be staggering.
An organized portion of the whole organized crime thing should make you scared that that means somebody actually is doing something with this money. And what are they? I mean, then you're talking worldwide things. And the next thing you know, hey, the mob runs the world. Then, and that's kind of why I wanted to do this on the conspiracy show, because I could make you a better argument over any government on this planet, any single corporation on this planet, who has the most power. Because when a nuclear bomb goes off, there's still going to be the mafia.
That's right. They may be roaches, but they'll be the mafia roaches.
Be Guido roaches. They're coming to get their money. So that's pretty much all I have about the mafia, Dusty.
I think that about wraps it up. I mean, what, you know, yeah,
Hey, we could do our normal game. Or do you think the mafia is real, Dusty? I mean, yeah, the mafia is clearly real.
There is no question in the world if the mafia is real. I mean, the only real question is how much power they have, and I would go with a lot.
I'm going with a lot as well, and I would.
I'd go with a lot more than we may even be able to fathom right now.
Exactly. How do you find a job if you're an enterprising young lad that'd like to get in with the mafia? I'm pretty sure it's not on Monster.
No.
So you're gonna have to know somebody, and know somebody who knows somebody who knows
somebody. In some cases, you may have to even marry like someone's daughter. You know,
that's correct.
Because they'd like to keep it a family thing as best they can.
Keep it in the family. So. If you're out there looking for work and you're thinking the economy's bad and I might just take up this mafia on a job, think long and hard because you could end up in the Everglades.
Yeah. Don't marry into the mafia family and cheat on your wife.
And I don't mean living in the Everglades. I mean, you know, floating, being an airboat.
No. Yeah. I'd say you'd probably be in an alligator stomach somewhere.
That's such a myth, Dusty.
What?
Alligators get such a bad rap.
Yeah. What?
They're vegetarians.
They're
man.
Vegetarian.
Everybody really knows this.
Really? Yeah. All right, let's go to the zoo. And I want to see you jump into the alligator pit.
Absolutely.
With a head of lettuce in your hand and throw it at them.
They'll
what happens.
Eat the lettuce, man. They'll take that. Yeah. Now, if you're asking me to jump in there with lettuce, they would take my hand right
I'm
off.
I'm saying throw
that lettuce.
Throw the lettuce like on one side, and you jump on the other, and see which one they go to.
Can we do it at Busch Gardens? Because once those alligators get fed, they don't even move. They just sit there like big fat lumps.
Well, you better hope they've just been fed.
The things they feed them is like tofu.
Is it tofu?
It looks like, it's not really chicken. It looks like chicken, but it's tofu.
For our listeners that may have actually fallen for that, do not jump into somewhere with alligators.
The Covert Cast does not advocate jumping into an alligator pit in any way,
shape, or form.
Yes. To do so would be really stupid.
Be really bad for your health.
Bad for your health.
You'd be like that guy at Lake Parker that was high on drugs and had like his hand bit off by an alligator.
I love those stories. Or if you happen to know a mobster or discover one, you should probably not go up to the guy and go, "Hey, man, are you in the mafia? Yeah, you are. Yeah, because you'll probably get killed."
Yeah. Which, you know, I used to work for a retail store, and there was a guy who came in regular, and a lot of my coworkers, you know, suggested he may have actually been in the mafia, and I wouldn't have doubted it. I mean, he had the, you know, the look about him.
The look.
He had the money. I mean, he owned a lot of rental properties in the area. He's always buying a bunch of stuff, and he had that look. Yeah,
he had the look of the mafia.
He did. I mean, like, he looked almost like he was literally pulled out of a mafia movie.
Now, since you mentioned that, I have to tell you this story now.
All right.
Damn it, I thought we were done. All right.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
I have to tell you this story, though. This is a good story. A couple of years ago, Sci-Fi went to New York to meet with the Sci-Fi Channel people and all. We did. So we were only there for like 48 hours, and we were trying to cram just as much New York experience as we could into that amount of time.
I'm still jealous of that comic shop you went up there.
It was an awesome comic shop.
The picture looked amazing.
It was really cool. So anyway, we're going. We're about to leave. We're about to go to the airport and get back on the plane to leave. And we were kind of hungry. We were like, last chance to get one more because we'd already done the hot dog vendor, hot dogs, the pizza, and just about everything we could think of to eat. So we look across the street from where we're staying in a hotel near Times Square, which they told us, the cabbies told us, used to be in an Irish neighborhood. Mm. So one of the areas of New York controlled by the Irish. So we go into this place, and I forget the name of it, and I wouldn't mention it anyway. The outside of the place kind of unassuming, looked like just like a standard store you would see on a block. But when you went in this place, everything in there was mahogany. shiny brass, everything. I mean, just a pristine, beautiful place that clearly cost somebody a lot of money to build. Okay. We go in, and there's a guy standing at the bar, or around near the edge of the bar, who is in a suit that I promise you was at least $3,000 or $4,000. It was a just amazing tailored Armani kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
The girls in the place, really well-dressed, but a little loose. You know, they were having the cleavage popping and everything else. This guy was talking to them like they were absolute dogs.
Damn.
Dogs. He was like, "You got to get over there right now, Philip." Okay. You get the picture. We saw somewhere. We're looking at the menu because we don't know what to get here. You know, it's just a really nice place, and there was Celtic symbols all over the place. So it was very Irish.
Yeah.
And so the people sitting across from us, and I'm making motions like people can see them on the podcast. People sitting.
Well, you
near
talk.
Us.
You're Irish. You talk with your hands.
I'm Italian.
Italian.
I'm
sorry.
Right.
This you is started talking about Irish pub.
I know. I
Irish
screwed you up now. I got y'all screwed up.
Yeah.
So
you're Italian. You talk
so
with
anyway, this is New York City, just in the north side of the Manhattan. We're sitting in there. They're telling us this is an old Irish neighborhood. We're seeing this guy treat his staff like crap. Next thing you know, the people sitting at the table next to us, they were older. They want to talk to the chef. So the guy in the suit goes and gets the guy from the kitchen, and he comes out with his hat in his hand. I mean, he's got the whole chef outfit on. This is top year all the way across. And these guys are like, I forget the dish. And it was amazing. You did a great job. And he's like, "Thank you, thank you." He's grabbing and shaking her hand. "Thank you, thank you, thank you." And these guys are like, "Yeah, good job." And even though he was Irish, he talked very Italian. just roll with it.
All
anyway,
right.
So this guy's like, I look over at Jim and Chuck, and we're looking at the menus. I said, "Hey, guys, if we're in New York City and it walks like a mob joint, and talks like a mob joint, it probably is a mob joint." So yeah, that's our little mob restaurant experience story there. That's it.
Nice.
It's a crappy story, but
going back to the guy that came in my job, had a very mafia look about him.
Yes,
he even had like a really hot wife that was like way out of his league,
a trophy wife. Oh
yeah,
yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Did he have what was the word? Oh man, what the Goombas? Did he have a Goomba?
Not that I ever saw.
Yeah, you get the wife, you get the Goomba, you get the that's the coolest thing about being in a mob. You can have like 10 women. Anybody says anything, yeah, it's all over for you. No Sopranos. I really can't. I can't believe this.
No Sopranos.
Nothing, man.
I heard how it ended.
It wasn't a horrible ending. It could have been a lot worse. Could have been a lot better.
Yeah.
It was like Lost.
Yeah, I thought Lost ended as well as it could.
Sure. Probably.
I mean, because how else could you have really ended Lost? I mean, there wasn't a whole lot you could really do with the Lost to end it well.
We're ending a mob episode in reference to Lost.
I know. Well, you brought up Sopranos, and then we leaped into it.
We did a quantum leap. You ever seen that show, Quantum Leap?
That's a great show.
All right.
I've seen that.
You've seen that one.
I haven't seen it all, you know, mind you, but
you probably missed a few episodes that were mob related. There was actually a couple
the JFK
of,
one.
There was a couple of mob related Quantum Leap episodes.
I probably missed those.
You're like, this one's mob related. I don't want to watch that crap.
I've just never really gotten into, you know, the glorification of criminals too much, you know, to the point where I don't really watch them a lot.
But that's the thing, and you see how they got glorified.
Yeah.
You see how in their beginnings, they were sort of the Robin Hood of the people. You know, they were giving people what they want, and they still do to an extent if you get past the criminal activity.
Yeah.
they're still providing people with drugs. They still get people gamble because people want to do drugs. People want to gamble. People want to drink. They want to.
And they wouldn't get where they were.
They
people
want whores.
Do it.
They want some whores. Dusty, don't you want some whores?
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Right. that's why. So the mob are the ultimate customer service.
I
guess that's all we're saying.
They're great. They're great people.
And you better learn to like them because they are apparently going nowhere.
I wish customer service actually paid that well.
So you saying you don't like Han Solo? Because Han Solo was kind of a gangster, man.
I like Han Solo.
Okay, see.
And he shot first. Yeah. No, wait. Well, I guess, technically, he didn't shoot first. He's the only one that shot.
Right.
Yes. There right. was no other shot.
Let's not get into that debate. That's right. A whole other episode.
There's no debate.
There's no debate.
There's no debate there, so yeah.
Have you seen the Blu-ray version, though?
The Blu-ray version
kind of has him shooting at, like, the same time. They, like, fixed it a little bit. It's still gay.
Sorry. How do you get to be a bounty hunter if you can't shoot someone from point blank range?
I mean, you get taken out by a blind guy with a stick.
Yeah. Anyways, I think that's going to do it for episode 31.
That's going to wrap it.
Let's go to wrap it. You want to do some outro music for
We'll be right back with more of the Long Coat Mafia podcast.
And we're back. I hope you really enjoyed that little taste and little bit of lost media in regards to this very old podcast episode. I think it aired, like, I want to say about 10 years ago, if not a little bit more than that. So I'll also say, if you have any questions, concerns, or anything like that, please send them to our email, which is longcoatmafia@gmail.com, or put them in the comment in regards to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TheLongCoatMafiaPodcast. That way, I didn't really go through this episode. It's been a while since I heard it, so that's why I'm ending it like that. Please let us know. Please let us know if you want to hear more of these. I'll go through my old episodes that I might have kind of saved away, see which ones that might be interesting. And if this one had any type of language that all of you did not like, I will actually comb through them to see if there is any kind of offensive language that might not be appropriate for anyone. So for the time being, I will leave the E up on for the episodes like this, just in case. So that being said, I hope you enjoyed this episode all in all, and I hope you hit that subscribe button. I hope you hit, you know, comment and rate on the rate and review section. Please don't just leave a review and just kind of float off to the wind like so many have in the past. It does help us out. It helps us improve. If you listen to us on Podbean, please leave a comment. I do read the comments if you do leave one. Heck, I might even reply. We do have a YouTube channel. All the links are provided on the links to our main website, which is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. Everything's there. All the links from our Facebook page to our YouTube channel to our Twitch channel, which we have to start kind of posting once again. Right now, with what rate things are going, once I start getting more content to put up, and I'll start posting up more on a regular basis. But since I'm the only person that is doing this right now, it's kind of hard to do, and it's coming out of this burnout feeling is very tough, very hard to do. I hope you all could still support me in regards to this, and I hope I could still provide a lot of content for all of you and keep up that aspect. And I also hope that I'm able to get to more events and functions that I'm able to provide great content for all of you, whether it's an interview, a discussion, or what have you. So that being said, till next time, I'm the Reverend Godfather, and I am out of here.
You've been listening to the Long Coat Mafia Podcast, the internet's most hated and mafia-themed geek podcast.